When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1148, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Growing up, I really wasn't into this stuff, meaning I really didn't care much about health and nutrition and exercise, no, definitely not exercise. But it wasn't until I got diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 that all of that changed. That diagnosis completely changed my life. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me, and somehow simultaneously the best. That diagnosis forced me to think about my lifestyle, my eating habits, my exercise, my stress, and I found it so fascinating that I decided to pursue my advanced degrees in public health so that I could help others avoid the pain I experienced. So eventually, I got my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education because I wanted to educate others about disease prevention. And then I loved my education so much, I decided to pursue my Doctor of Public Health degree, where my emphasis was chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. When I'm not doing this podcast, I'm full-time faculty within the California State University system. I've been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all things I talk about on this show. I've published peer-reviewed research and have presented at national conferences. All right, but that's enough about me. I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
What is the difference between magnesium citrate, oxide, glycinate, and which one is the best to use as supplement?
Thank you for your question, Louisa. Magnesium is an important nutrient, so I appreciate you asking about it. Now, magnesium is actually a mineral, and it serves many important functions in the body. It's been estimated that magnesium is involved in over 300 metabolic processes in the body, ranging from helping us build muscle, making sure our bones are strong and healthy, and helping us manage our blood sugar. And it even helps keep our blood pressure in check. But how much magnesium do we actually need each day? For most healthy women, somewhere between 310 and 360 milligrams per day is recommended. For otherwise healthy men, the recommendation is between 400 and 420 milligrams per day. The question is, though, do most people meet these daily recommendations? According to some data sources, yes. Others, no. Clear as mud, right? The problem is these data are often based on surveys. The problem with survey data is that the questions often ask people what they ate in the past. I'm a dietitian and I can't remember what I ate 3 days ago, let alone try and accurately report how often I consume magnesium-rich foods. So it's common for people to forget how often they consume certain foods, and they may over or underestimate their intakes. But according to the National Institutes of Health, most otherwise healthy people probably get enough magnesium each day. This is because it's found in many foods we eat regularly. Certain groups are more likely to have a magnesium deficiency, and it's usually those folks on medications that prevent magnesium from being absorbed by the gut. So those with GI disorders like Crohn's disease or active ulcerative colitis or celiac disease or even those with type 2 diabetes may need more magnesium in their diet. But Louisa, you asked about the various forms of magnesium, so let me finally answer your question. As you mentioned, magnesium can be found in many, many forms. When strolling down the aisle of your local pharmacy, you may encounter a product called milk of magnesia. This is an over-the-counter laxative. The word magnesia is in reference to, yep, magnesium. So basically, too much magnesium can act as a laxative. Milk of magnesia is often found as a liquid and is in the form of magnesium hydroxide. But magnesium supplements can also be found as magnesium oxide, magnesium chloride, magnesium gluconate, magnesium citrate, magnesium orotate, and lots more. According to ConsumerLab.com, magnesium oxide may not be absorbed as well as magnesium citrate, or not as well as magnesium chloride. And possibly because it's not well absorbed, the other downside of magnesium oxide is that it may be more likely to act as a laxative too. Magnesium chloride is best absorbed when taken in liquid form, though. Magnesium orotate is far more expensive, but doesn't seem to provide any additional benefits when compared to other forms of magnesium supplements. So basically, magnesium citrate and magnesium chloride are the most commonly recommended forms. Would I recommend, though, that most folks actually supplement with magnesium? Probably not. Researchers are discovering that supplementing with magnesium will likely not improve your blood pressure or lower your risk for heart disease or stroke or reduce the frequency of headaches and migraines or help with managing blood sugar. The American Diabetes Association went on record stating, "There isn't enough evidence to recommend magnesium supplementation at this time to help manage blood sugar." Luckily, though, it is possible to consume enough magnesium through your diet alone. Foods that are great sources of magnesium include nuts like almonds, peanuts, and cashews, beans, soy like edamame, tofu, and soy milk, green leafy vegetables like spinach, avocado, whole grain breads, and dairy products. In fact, my daily afternoon snack of a half a cup of almonds, peanuts, and cashews gets me about halfway to the 400 milligram daily goal for males. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much for the question, Louisa. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can now email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61. I love OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.